God, I interpret, that actually we constructed with you infinite dimensional unitary representation of the Poincaré group, which includes, by definition, Lorentz transformation and translation. I show it. Kind of show, sort of show. And then maybe if we have time, I will start important topics connected with Green function in quantum field theory on the example, on this, in this simple example, Klein-Gordon theory. Okay, so we derived this equation. Now let us apply what happens actually with this equation in our simple model with particular Hamiltonian and particular operator of momentum. What happens? Okay. So let us start. Okay, good. So let us now apply. Maybe I put now again one, right? This is where is the equation, Heisenberg equation I got? Heisenberg also appears there. Okay. Relation between u, but equation itself and for, oh, maybe I still have not got. Okay, from here, right. Sorry. From here we will get strange. I thought that I wrote this. Okay. So I finished on this, right? Do you have, this is the last in your note? Okay, then we should write. From one, we get Heisenberg equation of motion. Okay, just take a derivative with respect to time of this equation one with I. So it's just convenience O T X. And then it's easy to see that this is a commutator equal between operator itself and Hamiltonian. It's easy to check. So you just, you see, take on the right hand side, you have this derivative gives you H on the left, and second term gives you with minus H on the right, and this is this equation. So it's very easy, just check it. So this is celebrated Heisenberg equation of motion. Let us apply, let us, what information in this equation? Let us now apply it to our operator, to phi tx and pi tx, taking into account that our Hamiltonian is this, right? Okay, so let's do that. First equation E d phi dt, and I write this commutator, and I should substitute this Hamiltonian. I will put x prime integration because x is here now. And carefully we should evaluate. Okay, guys, look, certainly we know that this guy phi commutes with itself. So it does not, nothing interesting appears from the commutator of this guy with this and this. Nothing interesting, right? On the other hand, this guy does not commute with this term. So essentially, we should consider commutator of this with this, because it commutes with phi commutes. Look, this is equal time commutation relation. It's T and T. So we know them, right? OK, so this equals then. And we can retain only first term. Now use this simple rule for the commutator of this type. If we have commutator of some operator A with product BC, it's easy to show, to express through commutator of A with B and A with C. We doing the following. This is equal. Okay, the result, maybe, okay, I will write A, B, C minus B, C, A. Now let us write. Okay, maybe it's better to write for you a little bit better. Use, I will write answer and then derive it. Use identity that this guy equal the following commutator. I derive this. Okay, derivation simple. This commutator equal A, B, C minus B, C, R. Now idea is the following. Let me write A, B, C. I keep this. Now minus B, A, C plus B, A, C, I added, subtracted and added one term, minus B, C, A. And first two term gives me, okay, this, A, B, right, this term, this and this gives me A, B, C, and those two gives me B and AC. So use this formula to calculate this stuff, right? So we can write even here. So the, no, okay. This uses formal and then it's equal. And yeah. So we have phi t x, and this is prime, by the way. And I want to write commutator under integrand p square t x prime equal. Now what we have, our b in our example equals c, and it's equal pi, right? So we have this operator. Then what we have is this. Just use known commutators that phi and pi gives delta function. So by using this, we will get results that this is this I delta function x minus x prime, and this is pi t x prime. I just use this twice, because of that one half disappear. So this is, I use my formula here when bc equal pi and a equal phi, right? So this is this formula. Right. And from here, because in my commutator there is this integral d3 x prime, so substitute this stuff, then we get result that this, let me write here, equal. So just substitute this stuff, right? Here, it does not commute with this, and then integrate, and result is that this is nothing but I P T X. So I first derivative with respect to t gives pi, because I and I in the on the left hand side, right hand side. This is actually simple equation. We knew before that density pi is first derivative with respect to t of phi. Some confusions here? No. Okay, you found this answer, right?
I didn't put the.
You don't know how I found?
Yeah, if you put b equals c equals pi, then you have.
No, you see, it's simple. You have bc equal pi because of that pi square.
Yeah.
So first term is a and b commutator.
Yeah. So
this is commutator between phi and pi.
Yeah.
Which is delta function. And it multiplied by c, which is pi. So you have one half delta function pi. Then the same answer will be from another. You have pi times pi.
Yeah.
Then one half gives one. So this is your answer. Now substitute here with this delta function. Delta function disappear, and you have I, pi. Because I is here, because commutator is this. So you got derivative phi with respect to t equal pi. This is simple answer here, right? Now, oops, sorry. Okay, maybe I should show from here, the principal arrow goes here.
How do you know that the field commutes with the spatial derivatives?
Because we derived this before, right? That equal time commutator phi t x phi t x prime equals zero. You can take derivative, it's still zero, right?
No, but you're talking about the because
no, no, he's talking just about that. Take grad, for example, x prime, it's still zero. Because x different. But we do not have time derivative, right? We have x. Okay? So, yeah. Okay. Now, second term, right? We have calculated. Let's calculate derivative, time derivative of pi itself. So we derived this. And now it's a little bit more complicated. I d phi d t. And now we have phi from that equation. But now we substitute same term for Hamiltonian, of course. I could even write, if you want, clearly that in this case it's not important, right? Those two terms, just could remove them if you want. Okay, so we have this guy. I write all those terms. Right? Okay. Now this term is irrelevant because pi commutes with itself, right? This term does not contribute. I don't care. So I have two those terms. So now I should, and I commute. Calculate so calculate this stuff pi t x with two terms now terms which includes this and this. So let's consider first term. Again, we have square, right? So we again could use this our formula ABC. Okay. Now, in this case, what we have? We have the following. Like before, we had BCP. Now what we have, B equal C equal grad phi, right? And A equal pi. Okay, so apply now this formula for this case, and the result is this. Okay. Okay, maybe I will write in details for you this time. So I use this formula, right? and commutator again. With this grant. Those terms equals actually, you will see. Okay, now we know those commutators, we know, and result is okay. Minus E, these terms actually equal. Minus E grad X prime delta 3 X minus X prime. Oh, actually it's here, right? You can write X prime minus X, it doesn't matter. And grad phi t x prime. This is our result. And second, simpler, I will write just answer pi t x with this term m square phi square. It's much easier, right? So I just write the result, and this is minus I m square delta 3 x prime minus x phi t x prime. Okay. Now one should substitute those two terms, right, in this commutator and integrate over d3 x prime. Let me write here. Okay. So this is d 3 x prime and those two terms. Okay, let me call this 2, and I will continue just save space. I don't want to erase this, it's useful for you. So this now two lines, 2. So continue 2, right? This equal, okay. This term is very simple, right? So just integrate and you will get just minus I phi. But okay, so I wrote here, right. Now, let me write what happens with first term. We have grad of delta function. Ah, it's, sorry guys, it should be, I have x prime here. Okay, now point is when you have your nodes, what happens with derivative of delta function when we integrate, then the rule is you can, it's like integration by parts, you can take this derivative on this term, which is together with delta function, but with sign minus. So continue to. So first term now plus delta 3 x prime minus x, but now you can take, and this is grad square or Laplace phi t x prime. This is our first term, and the second we'll keep it as it is. Now, easy, integrate delta function and what we have, integrate delta function, and what we have, just minus right. The answer is minus I minus grad square plus m square phi t x. And this is our, say, 3. Okay. Okay, so we derived with you two equations. First equation, we got answer that I d phi dt equal I ptx. And second, derivative pi itself. So what we have is the following. First of all, d pi dt, because we know, on the one hand, we know that pi now from this Heisenberg, what we knew we got, is equal d phi dt. So first derivative with respect to t for pi equals second derivative with respect of phi with respect to t, right, from the first equation. Okay, from equation for I d phi dt, we get this d pi dt equals just second derivative phi dt squared. Right? Then, on the other hand, we know with you that, look, same derivative with respect to time of pi is expressed through this stuff. On the other hand, from 3, we get d pi dt, we just calculated this, equal grad square minus m square phi, right? Because you see this is I, it gives me I cancel, then you have minus, and it gives you plus Laplace and minus m square phi. And from these two equations, it means that this second derivative phi dt square equals this term. But this is Klein-Gordon equation. Okay? So you can see that Heisenberg equation yield us equation of our theory, equation of motion. Right? From first equation, you agree that we got this. Right? From first equation, look, we found that I d phi dt equal I p. So p equal first derivative. On the other hand, just recently we got this equation from 3. And then we got Klein-Gordon equation. So this is, you can see now that Heisenberg equation in some sense equivalent our field theory equation, right? So in some sense, Heisenberg equation yield how operators depends on time. But our claim Gordon equation is equation for those operators also, and they are consistent. Now, the extremely important conclusion, what I did here. I even will write in words. So what we got with you? Something actually spectacular. Do you remember that when I discuss all representation of Lorentz group, I said that all finite representation of Lorentz group cannot be unitary. Actually, what we got with you is unitary infinite dimensional representation of inhomogeneous Lorentz group. So let us discuss. Let me write in words because it's important and discuss. And I answer your question and tell something further. But it's really crucial to understand what I will say now. So, conclusion of this last debate. The representation of the Poincaré group, this is same like inhomogeneous Lorentz group. It contains algebra. Algebra, this is just generator. That we got today is a unitary infinite dimensional representation of this group, algebra. Really important, so I emphasize. Let me discuss this. Okay, look what we got. We got all those generators, J mu nu and P, this is generators of Poincaré group, we expressed in terms of our operators. How they act? You can see all those operators, first of all, it's possible to check that all those operators expressed in terms of phi and pi satisfies right commutation relation of algebra Poincaré. This is first thing. So it's representation. Now, they act on states, right? States which we of this type. It's infinite dimensional space because P can be can take any value, right? So it's infinite dimensional Fock space, right? And it's necessary to have all P because we can't get any momentum, right? Acting. We cannot cut, right? We can get any momentum here, right? Acting Lorentz transformation lambda P. This is boost could give any P. So we have, now why it's unitary? Okay, it's unitary because all our U are given by those combination. Exponent, and we have our generators. So if generators is Hermitian, then this UA is unitary, right? Why this guy is Hermitian? It's quite easy to prove. You see, everything is expressed through P0, PI. But look, this guy is Hermitian. You can easily check this because pi and phi are Hermitian operator. This guy is also Hermitian. Again, pi and phi. So we have unitary representation, but it's infinite dimensional. But this is what we need, actually, because in reality, we have any value of momentum. So nothing wrong with that, that we have infinite dimensional, because it's physical. We have states with any P, right? We have infinite number of these states. So in some sense, this is maybe answer to your question. So we realize algebra Poincaré because commutation relations correct for generators. They give unitary representation. And that's it. What you want more? And of course, we could derive those from Noether equation. But the main point, of course, what I did not do, but you can do, try or by yourself, this check commutation relation between generators that it's they satisfy, but they said. Yes?
So in this expression for J mu nu, it's we have now expressed P mu and P nu as operators.
Yeah, but they written X here, mu, this and this.
Are X mu and X nu operators or are they numbers?
This?
No.
Oh, of course they're numbers. They see numbers. Here in quantum field theory, they see numbers. And they're real. So you take like complex conjugation for them. No, it's certainly in this case, they are C numbers.
But then you're not treating.
No, it's okay. No, we do not have usual, like in quantum mechanic, scalar product. Our scalar product only for those A and A dagger. This is the point. No, this guy certainly, this is our space-time in which act operators. Now, real operators, as I said, all X label in quantum field theory. They play the role of index I in quantum mechanics. They do not play the role of X operator. then it would be what is called non-commutative field theory, by the way, or string theory, sometimes they have. But in real quantum, this is just index I. Like I said, Q1, Q2, if we have 10 particles, we have Q1, Q2 in quantum, Q10. This is index. This is, I emphasize. So it's consistent. It's not my result. It's great result, but not mine.
Okay. I think I see what's bothering him, though. We have an operator for momentum, but we don't have anything for position. How do you, like, position is no longer an observable, or?
No. Is there... Okay. Point is, it's true that in relativistic field theory, it's a deep question. As I told you, we interpret state with coordinate x. This is I discussed today. Phi x times vacuum, right? This is I said. So you could consider the state. And I said we interpret this guy as creation of particle at x. It's not exactly right. We will discuss this more. In relativistic field theory, we cannot create localized state. This is correct. This is a deep question. Already I was asked about that, and it's connected with many things. You can look at the book Schweber, Introduction to Quantum Field Theory. And in the beginning of this book, he discussed so-called Wigner-Newton coordinate operator. And he discussed that in relativistic physics, it's impossible to... So this operator gives eigenvalue... In quantum mechanics, eigenvalues of coordinate operator x bar, what is it? No, delta function, right?
Yeah.
Eigenfunction, just delta functions that they...
Okay.
But in relativistic field theory, you could look at Schweber. They express through some Bessel function, and they are localized. And it's connected with Compton wave and so on. Compton waves, this is inverse 1 over m. M is mass. So this is question that... Yes, it's true that we do not have symmetry in relativistic physics between momentum and coordinate. And it reflected in that in experiment, in relativistic quantum, in experiment, when we consider very energetic particles and we need to consider relativistic field theory, the only what we measure some scattering. And then particles becomes free. And it's then we should get interpretation about this and that. We should guess and so on. So it's correct question, not so easy. But first of all, I suggest you to look at this paper, book, Schweber, right? And think by yourself and come sometimes to me, discuss it. You see, it's a good question because this state, we will a little bit discuss later, next class, it does not give a kind of delta function state, okay, in relativistic physics. And there were a kind of radical papers written by great physicists, Landau, Piles, and they claimed that in relativistic field theory, this is what I said, the only thing which you could measure is momentum of free particle. This is uncertain, you see. So it's not simple issue, it's true. This is, now we understand the situation is much more rich, fortunately. But anyway, all information we could get, all of information we get from this stuff, from measuring scattering and then considering cross-section, how cross-section depends on angle, on energy, and so on in relativistic field theory. I believe some confusion connected with this subtle point. This is achievement connected experiments late with Einstein, Podolsky, Rosen experiment. But anyway, it's quantum field theory one, right? Remember. But you could read at least and could talk with me, but I could not spend too much time. It's not class where we should do this. Okay.
And then this means, which I have that question, but this means that we don't have any observable light to measure the place of an object.
Sorry?
We don't have any observable for the place, for the location of an object. This means that,
okay, we write at least in that sense that we have in non-relativistic quantum mechanics. But we have some information about that, so I will talk about this. Is when I talk about Green function, and I will a little bit show something. But yes, you know, relativistic particle, it's fast. And yes, so because of that, it's much easier to talk about momentum than x. Still, we have so-called form factors, but usually, again, in momentum space, something which describe compositeness of particles. And they're called form factors, but again. So it's beyond that stuff. We should really go and on your own if you want. You see, when I was back in this former Soviet Union, in graduate school, we did not have classes at all. So we were on our own, 3 years. We had first year, how it's called, this just exam. How we call this? You had this exam. Comprehensive exam, but we should prepare by themselves. But we had 5 years education at university before we came graduate school. And we had a kind of graduate-like classes, 4th year and 5 years. And I tell you truth, I did not attend those classes. So the information I learned from my friends, I was lucky that I had very good friends, and we a kind of discussed each other, and it was extremely productive. Sometimes I came, but just to know what is going on. But anyway, what I want to say is that, of course, one should work beside classes. I did not say, don't come to my class. also, a kind of, it's necessary more interact with somebody and work on your own. Because quantum field theory, it's like to read this holy book also. You see, it's, there are many subtle points. Like somebody said that about some work, I forgot who, in physics. And he said, you know, reading his paper, this is like reading of holy book. When you think sometimes, it could be right. Something like that. I forgot about some great guy. Anyway. Okay, but I hope that at least you got flavor of this conclusion. It's very important. Quantum field theory, each quantum field theory realizes its own infinite dimensional representation of this group. Now we'll soon start to study Dirac equation and particles with spin 1/2. And we will get new infinite dimensional unitary representation. Okay? So you worried about non-unitarity representation. I promise that it's okay. We actually get eventually unitary. but in quite non-trivial way. But very natural, because this infinite degrees of freedom connected, we have them, right? All states with different momentum. In the case of spin 1/2, we will get, besides momentum, spin. Then we will get particle, antiparticle. And even in the case of complex Klein-Gordon, we have two particles, actually, particle, antiparticle. OK, so by the way, assignment number 2, it will be posted apparently next week, Monday, the latest Tuesday. So this will be connected with this stuff, quantum part of Klein-Gordon equation.
Do we get that assignment back remark?
Of course, of course, of course. Just point is that I was in New York at some meeting, and actually I should write solution for my TA who will write mark on that, right? Because we have quite a number, I believe 18 or 19 works. So, yeah, you should. But you will get back, sure. Yeah. Okay, I believe maybe let me look. It seems, where is this pages? Of course, I still have some stuff, but it would be apparently not good to start. So this is green function, and we will start from this. Next class, and then I will start next class also already Dirac quantum field theory for Dirac field. All right. So if no more questions, you are free and I'm free.